Welcome to CWC Dive Deep. With the aftermath of this past weekend storm, today we're going to take a little break from the norm and share some personal stories with you. Listen in and think about how you can grow as a result of these stories. I'm your host, Caleb Swartz, and joining me today are Cameron Ettinger and Jill Arnold. Welcome everyone to the podcast.
Hello.
Hello, thank you.
And typically, Cameron is actually behind the scenes doing all the recording work for us, but today we get to hear his voice, so thanks for jumping in, Cameron. Why don't you introduce yourself? Tell us what you do here at CWC.
Hi, so I'm the Assistant Media Arts Director here at CWC. So what that means is I'm putting together a lot of the media stuff that you see on a weekly basis, so like video announcements, the podcast, so that's a lot of what I do here.
Okay, and Jill's going to be weighing in as we share our stories also, so Jill, tell us a little bit about yourself.
I am the Connections Director here at CWC, and I oversee the guest services at CWC. And help new people get connected.
Awesome. Thanks, guys. And so today what we really wanted to try and do is draw a little bit about how you came to Christ, but also some stories of how God's shown up in your lives and impacted you. So Cameron, why don't we just jump right in and tell us a little bit about your background and how you came to know Jesus?
Well, it's always hard for me to share my story this way because I don't have that that big epic come to Jesus kind of moment that a lot of people have in their story. I was born in a Christian home, Christian parents, and I made a salvation decision when I was really young, about 4 years old, I think, or something like that. So I barely even remember that moment for me. So that's something that God has used to sort of teach me, first off, how that home life that I have, that really healthy home life, is not something that is normal. That is not something that everybody has. You know, it's also something that it's come with its own unique challenges too.
So growing up in a home like that, what kind of challenges did you face as your faith started to grow?
I think the biggest thing was that, like, I kind of took my faith for granted because I was surrounded with that all the time. And as a result, I didn't really cultivate my own faith. I didn't really make it personal. Didn't really invest in that relationship with God. And so when, you know, hard times came, God, because I hadn't cultivated that relationship, I kind of had this feeling that God was very absent for me. And really, what I had done was I had taken all these key relationships in my life and use them to give myself self-worth, give myself validation. But really, that should have been fulfilled by God, and because God's the one that gives us value and worth. But what I had done is, you know, I'd put stock basically into my friendships and relationships and my achievements, and those were going to be the things that gave me self-worth. And God really showed me that that's not something that I can do, that God needs to fulfill that role for me.
Right. People can't, they'll let you down.
Yes, exactly. They will.
Every time.
And I think that's something that every person will learn throughout their life, hopefully learn, is that people can't satisfy what only God was meant to.
Right. Yeah. For me, I've learned that lesson multiple times, but the first major time I felt like I learned that lesson was my senior year of high school. And going into that year, I was coming off a little bit of a high because I had a really core friend group. School was going well for me. All the activities I was involved in with school, they were all going like really well for me. And then going into senior year, like I had a relationship that had ended very quickly, and that was kind of like the first moment that everything just started falling apart from that moment. All the friends that I had, they started, that all the friendships started falling apart. All those things that I had placed my value in just started falling apart over that year. And I felt really lost because, I felt so worthless. I felt like nothing because all those were gone from me, and all these input sources of people giving me worth, they were all gone. And You know, it was a hard time too, because I kind of felt like there was no future ahead. I was in this dark place. And then I was also a senior in high school having to make decisions about my future and where I was going to go to college. And like those friends that I had, they had all decided that they were going to colleges in the area. And me, I was going to college 11 hours away. And so that meant even more so that those friendships that were already dissipating from my life, I was not going to have. Because I'd just be so far away, and they were all talking about how they would be friends with each other and meet each other up and that kind of stuff, and like that wasn't going to happen for me. And so I felt again kind of lost that way, and just I was in a really dark place, I think, as a result of that. But I began to see kind of like my need for God in all of that. It was illuminating to me just how little I had invested in my relationship with God, just because I was, you know, that lost, I feel like.
Was there a moment where it began to change for you, or an event? Did something happen, or was it just a gradual change?
It was a very gradual change. I mean, over the summer leading up to me going to college, I began to sort of like get used to the idea of what it meant to like not have those input sources of, you know, people giving you approval, that sort of thing. And and then in that, I sort of began to cultivate my relationship more and more with God, and became a very gradual thing. And then by the time I had gone, when I started my freshman year of college, my relationship with God was in a much better spot, to the point where I knew that now that I'm in this new place, new people, it's a fresh start in a lot of ways. I knew that I needed to make my relationship with God a priority more than anything. And so that led me to really getting involved with this one campus college ministry. And through that, I really learned a lot. When I was in college, that's when my spiritual maturity really became a thing for me. I mean, I learned a lot about the Word, and I was gaining really solid Christian friends. And many of those friendships are, you know, they're a part of my life now to this day. I mean, it's a really core group of friends that I got out of that. But I also learned a valuable lesson in regards to the same thing about placing my self-worth into there. And it became a problem for me even in that college ministry there. The pastor of that college ministry, he had a very sort of controlling kind of demeanor, especially as that related to all the students in the ministry and those who were kind of stepping up to volunteer in a leadership kind of capacity in there. And there's also some elements of his teaching that was not great either. But what slowly began to happen as I became a part of this ministry was that even though I was learning more and more about God, I don't know when the shift exactly happened, but I started feeling very much like I want this pastor's approval. I want these leaders' approval of me. I want them to like me. That way I can kind of rise up in the social circle of this group. I can be more a part of stuff there, and that if they like me, like I'm, then I have worth as a person. I don't think I really had that thought consciously, but maybe sort of unconsciously, I feel like that kind of drove a lot of my decision making. And towards the end of my college career, that all came tumbling down. It basically was the pastor of this ministry essentially kicking me out of the ministry for a number of reasons.
I just can't picture you being kicked out of anything, so it's just really odd to hear that.
It was odd for me to hear it too. it was strange. And I just remember like feeling just like how ridiculous all of it, like it felt like. I mean, it hurt so much because I, for whatever reason, it just had tapped into that weak point into my life of needing and craving people's approval. And I think what God did in showing me that was, once again, he's showing me, no, you can't place that kind of weight in people. People will disappoint you. You know, they will always fail because they're as sinful as and fallen as you are. God is... He's the creator. He made you. He made you with like a purpose, and he loves you. And his is the only approval that you need. And that was a hard lesson for me to learn.
but a valuable lesson, one that I think all of us need to learn over and over again throughout our lives.
Yes.
And so it's just great to hear you share that, because, I mean, you are behind the scenes here at CWC, putting in so much work and effort, producing incredible art and media week after week. And so for the listeners to have a little bit of a better understanding of what it, the heart behind the microphone, I guess.
It's, yeah.
Thank you for sharing that,
Cameron. Yeah, it's been interesting because, like, when I was in school, I was in school for film, and while I was in school, like, I was very much of the mindset, like, I was not going to be that guy that was going to move back to their hometown and was going to do church media, and, like, because that to me was what failure looked like. And yet here I am. Uh-huh. And, but I love it because it's allowing me to integrate my, you know, my passion for film and media, and it allows me to integrate that with my faith. And it's been a really neat time for me.
Yeah, cool. And Jill, I'm really curious to hear a little bit of your career story if we have time to get into it.
Sure.
But first, I'd really love to hear more about how you came to know Jesus and how he's made a difference in your life.
Well, like Cameron, I grew up in a Christian home. I had that great privilege, and I'm so glad. I was about 7 years old when my mother was praying with me at night, and I realized, you know, we used to pray for people that were overseas and were gonna go to hell if they didn't ask Jesus into their life. And I remember thinking, wow, if I don't do that, will I go to hell? And I said, you know, once you're there, Mom, can you pray to get out if you change your mind? And, you know, she continued to explain that that wouldn't be possible, that you needed to make that decision before. And so I accepted Christ. That was the moment that I realized I needed a Savior. So I'm very fortunate to remember that and to know, you know, that I knew that that was the moment that salvation occurred for me. I also went to a Christian school my whole high school career. And so I had a lot of Bible knowledge because we had Bible every day. But I have to say, you know, even though I had that, I wasn't always living it. I made many bad choices that have been lifelong, with consequences. But I never felt like Jesus wasn't there. I never felt like I turned on him, although there have been times in my life that I have felt closer to him than others. And it really wasn't, I mean, as my childhood goes, up until 20 years old, I'd have to say, like, my life was perfect. I mean, my parents may have kept things from me, but it felt perfect. It wasn't until my mid-20s that I realized, oh my goodness, people are going to disappoint me, and stuff happens, and life's hard, and it's not perfect. And those are the times of, you know, when people let you down, when friends let you down and their marriages fail right in front of you, and people commit sins that are, you know, that affect you, that's when we need Jesus most. And that's when my husband and I, we got married young and had children and really started to depend on Jesus, because you need him. You need him every day, and you need him for every situation. I would say probably late 30s, you know, was when my husband and I started praying together, and that was life-changing. And it was, you know, God is faithful. He's faithful in every situation, and no matter, you know, his grace and mercy, our choices have consequences, but he's faithful.
What brought about just deciding to pray together?
Well, our youngest daughter developed a fever, and it was weeks. I took time off of work. He took time off of work to try to figure out what this fever was. And at one point, you know, we thought she had cancer. And they were ruling everything else out. But they left, you know, that in the picture, because that was the last thing. And we really came to the end of ourselves, because we realized, oh my goodness, we may have to face this with one of our children. And it ended up being a fever of unknown origin that they never came up with anything other than that. But she lost a lot of weight. She was, you know, an athlete. And from that moment on, Jeff and I prayed every night together, and we haven't, I can't say we haven't missed a night, but we try not to. And it's also a great way to not go to bed angry, because you can't really pray together if you're angry with
it's
each
so
other.
Hard, isn't it?
It is.
It is.
So.
Wow. It's, you know, it seems like a common theme that how God uses these difficult things to really grow us and change us.
Yes.
And I'm sure you could probably pinpoint just time after time, Cameron, you as well, where, you know, God has shook you and you've had to learn.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's almost this choice of grow or never move forward again.
That's right.
You know, so, you know, just curious, you know, how old was your daughter at that point?
She was 15.
Okay.
She's 22 now.
Wow. Okay. So having a 15-year-old walk through that.
Yeah. It was not easy, but we're so thankful that it, you know, she's not ever had a reoccurrence, and it's been good.
Hmm. And so you now work in ministry.
Yes.
Had you ever planned for that to be a part of what you did?
I didn't go to college as a traditional student, so I didn't go back to school until after our youngest daughter was in fifth grade, and I went into social work, human services, wanting to serve in the ministry with women in crisis pregnancies. By the time I graduated from college, that ministry was no longer intact in the capacity that I wanted to serve in. And so, yes, I have always thought that I would be maybe in ministry. Did I think I would be here at CWC? No, but God had a plan, and I'm so glad he did.
Hmm. Well, we're glad to have you here. And your heart
thank
for
you.
People really shines through. I mean, you're just so attentive to how are people experiencing this, and how can we, you know, make this easier to understand or better to walk through, or you're just, it's evident that you're thinking about people as you do your work. So thank you so much for the hard work you put in, Jill.
Well, thank you. Thank you for saying that.
Yeah. And thanks for joining us today on CWC Dive Deep. I hope you were encouraged today. Join us next Monday as we pick back up in our series, Be the Guardian. And if you missed last week's episode, be sure to check that out on cwc.life, where we provide you with sermon notes, weekly study material, and other great messages to dive into. Have a great week.